Harrogate Hospital Radio on 95.3 FM, broadcasting in and around Harrogate District Hospital, on our free app and online.
My guest in the studio is folk singer and songwriter John Story. Now, John Story is an acoustic folk singer-songwriter from Harrogate, writing songs and performing his own compositions since 2004. Several of John's studio recordings can be heard on the songs page on his website, but more details about that a little bit later on. Welcome to Harrogate Hospital Radio, John.
Hi, Matt.
It's nice to see you. Thank you for taking the time to come in and talking about your music. And we're going to be playing a few tracks from a couple of your albums during this this interview as well. So, John, your songwriting journey started in 2003 following a week-long workshop with the acclaimed songwriter Harvey Andrews. Tell us how that started.
So, I always played guitar since being a small boy, and I enjoyed live music. And in October 2003, I went to a Harvey Andrews live gig at Otley Folk Club. And at the end of that particular gig, Harvey Andrews suggested that if anybody was interested in writing songs, no experience necessary, he was running a week-long course in 2003 in France to educate people and to help them learn the process.
Brilliant. Who actually is Harvey Andrews?
Harvey Andrews is a very successful folk singer. He's from Birmingham, and he's written excellent songs. And I got to know him, first of all, when I was at uni back in Sheffield in the 70s. And he's one of the few people who've made a career, a professional career, out of folk singing.
Excellent, excellent. So since that time, you've been writing many songs, sometimes serious, sometimes humorous. They usually reflect your observations around the Yorkshire area, together with songs of a biographical nature. Tell us what inspires you to write songs about Yorkshire, John.
So I came back from France eager to start writing songs, and I was pointed to the Black Swan Folk Club in York, and in particular a songwriter who was already resident there, a lovely guy called Stan Graham, who subsequently became a really good friend. And then you start writing songs just by whatever inspires you, and it's often just what's in the immediacy around you. It could be newspaper headlines, it could be interesting stories in the papers, it could be experiences or locations. And slowly you just build up a style of the sort of thing that you want to write. Many of my songs are based on real people. I've written songs about Joan Baez and all sorts of historical people as well.
Wow. So if you go for a walk, say, for instance, and you see the nature or where you are, you get inspiration. Is that how it starts working in your head and you start putting things, ideas together?
That's certainly one of the ways.
Brilliant.
Sometimes it could just be a catchphrase or something that comes over when you're just thinking about the environment.
So you provide melodic guitar accompaniment to your songs, often easily learned choruses aimed at audience participation. When you say audience participation, how does that work, John?
So a lot of the live gigs that I do, there are opportunities to get the audience involved. You find it doesn't really take too much to get audiences to sing choruses, providing they're catchy and providing the words are easy to say. So I might tell people this is a GCSE level chorus, so please join in. Or I might say it's a degree level chorus, and so I might have to educate them a bit more. As you go round the clubs, of course, one or two of your songs, like You and McColl and Me, for me, for example, they actually learn the tunes and the words, and
so they'd
ask you to sing them sometimes.
Yeah, that's really good. We are talking about, you just mentioned that song, you've actually featured that on one of your albums, and you've also included it on your latest album. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. But you've actually released six albums to date, John. It's a lot.
Yeah, that's about one every two or three years. Once I'd got enough songs to record, I always like each album to be better than the last one, if possible. Five of those were recorded at Melrose Yard Studio in York, and they were not available for the sixth album, so that was done at another place in Strensel, just north of York.
Okay, so six albums. Your first CD was Love Lives and Landscape, which was launched in 2008. How did you feel when that was launched? It must have been an incredible moment to see your physical album in your hand when you'd done all the work and everything and recorded it.
It was a fabulous feeling, really, just to have enough songs to put together. And then I had a launch at the Black Swan where every musician who appeared on the album were also there in the sort of backing band. And we gave them a little slot in it as well. So I thought that might be the one and only album that I ever did, but I was still pleased
Six
to have
later.
Got there.
The second one... Storylines. We're actually going to play a track from that, John, as well. But the third one is called More Storylines, released in 2013. 2015, another album, Stories in Song. Fifth album, Follow Me. And your sixth album, which is your latest album, called Landscapes. We'll come on to that a little bit later on. But when you and I first made contact, I went onto your website to get to know a little bit about you. I've not heard of you before. Went online and I've done my homework. And I listened to some songs that you've actually got on your website, John. And I was sat there with a big smile on my face. There is one that, yeah, it just made me think, yeah, it's absolutely right, is this? Play a Requiem for a Red Box, which is about telephone boxes, which are disappearing. And you're absolutely right. But the graphics on the YouTube video that you've got, it's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. The other one that I actually listened to was, and again, it made me smile as well. And we have to say, they're not all humorous songs, are they, John, that you write and perform? But this particular one, for me, certainly made me smile. Tell us about this track. We're going to play this one, John. It's called Farewell Fish and Chips. Tell us about that.
Well, just before you get to the guitar, I will just say about the red box.
Yeah.
My wife's great uncle designed the red telephone box, which is the reason why
Seriously?
I felt compelled
wow.
to write it. So he was Gilbert Scott, who has won a competition to design the particular red telephone box,
wow.
which of course is now an iconic image.
It is indeed, yeah. And they're turning them into defibrillator places, aren't they?
All
and things
sorts
like
of
that.
Things. Yeah, libraries.
I was going to say, I've seen one as a library as well. Tell us about Farewell to Fish and Chips then, John.
Well, when I start to do an album, if you've got 10 or 12 tracks, I like to put some variety in there. So it's a conscious decision to write things that are a bit humorous or a bit different, just to break up all the tracks so they're not all sounding the same.
Mm.
And it just struck me on one particular day that the type of food that we were eating has changed totally in our lifetimes. When
Absolutely.
I was a kid, we had the same thing on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, leftovers on Friday, a roast on Sunday, start again on Monday.
Yeah.
Whereas now we've just got the whole world to choose from.
But fish and chips, you know, years back were just not a luxury like they are today. They were a staple food because they were cheap, but now they're a luxury, aren't they?
Sure. Do you know, I used to go to Barnsley Folk Club and I'd catch the last bus home. That's about some one of my songs, actually. And when I used to get back, I'd go to the chip shop in the village at 10:30 to buy scraps and stuff and walk the rest of the way home.
Oh, that sounds really good. Let's have a listen to this track. This is called Farewell Fish and Chips.
There's a gastronomic invasion all around our nation, changing the eating scene. Good old British grub served in the local pub has now given way to international cuisine. I've eaten coarse Belgian pâté, washed it down with latte, tasted many strongly flavoured dips. I've sampled olives with ciabatta, washed down with bottled water. Farewell, good old fish and chips. Farewell, good old fish and chips. We no longer eat plain bread, we've loads more choice instead, like brioche, baps and bagel. Baguettes or meat along, or a simple French croissant, can be found on the British breakfast table. Down at the local deli, the cheese is awfully smelly, with continental varieties for sale. Gorgonzola and Gruyere, Danish blue and Camembert. Farewell, good old Wensleydale. Farewell, good old Wensleydale. Among my memorabilia, I've a book by darling Delia that says cooking can be fun. Forget the beans on toast or a simple chicken roast, try panini, tortellini or linguine by the ton. For a little more ambition and extra good nutrition, use a wok to make a stir fry. Add spices to savour for that oriental flavour. Farewell steak and kidney pie. Farewell steak and kidney pie. Now I'm not very keen on nouveau cuisine. It's the tiny portions I just hate. You might get one sardine or a single kidney bean served upon a massive china plate. Our beers have changed as well, now the bars have more to sell. It's hard to stay patriotic, for they now serve Pilsen lager, which makes the choice much harder, and cocktails sounding quite exotic. Cocktails sounding quite exotic. So if you start to feel you need a good meal and have no specific predilection, there's French or Japanese, Greek or Cantonese, from which to make a nutritional selection. And if you have to make do with a foreign meal or two, then at least it's quite safe to say, whichever one you choose, you just cannot lose. They're all better than McDonald's takeaway. They're all better than McDonald's takeaway.
It's from the 2010 album Storylines, the second album released by John. Farewell Fish and Chips. Superb lyrics, John. You can actually visualise eating fish and chips while you're listening to the song as well. The lyrics are very clever. Very clever.
Thanks.
Where did you actually write that one?
Where?
Yeah.
Well, all these, I've just written them at home, and they take a bit of time to complete, you know. Sometimes you get an idea, but you want to make it good, and so you can put it aside for a while and then pick it back up. That one must have taken probably quite some time to complete, because there's about four or five verses.
Yeah, but yeah. Really, really, really clever. We're going to talk about your latest album just very soon as well. But you actually say that you the backing is provided by some of the best musical talent to be found anywhere. Tell us who and how did you come across getting to work with these people?
Okay, so I became a regular at the Black Swan, which is a top folk club in York. Mm. In fact, it was voted Radio 2 Folk Club of the Year in 2009.
I didn't know that.
They have three paid artists a month, or we did before the lockdown, and then one the fourth week would be a singer's night. And through, firstly, a group that we formed in 2006 called York Songwriters, mm. and regular visits to the club, you build up contacts and names of people and performers. And so over the years, I've grown up and got to know a good number of musicians. And the ones on the current album are people who I've known quite a long time. Mm. They play in individual bands of them of themselves in different combinations, and some of them are solo performers as well. Mm. And over that time, I met Sarah Dean and Paula Ryan, and one or two others at this York songwriting group, which mm. we used to meet on a monthly basis and just explore songwriting and develop our songs. Mm. And they just all remain friends, and there's a sort of community of
musicians.
And
it was Paul that actually got in touch with us, wasn't it, to get you here today? And
yes.
Yeah. So let's talk about very quickly about Landscapes, which is your new album. We're going to play a track from that one, John. All proceeds raised from the sale of this CD will go to the HHCC charity here, which is Harrogate Hospital Community Charity. Is there any particular reason why you chose HHCC? What is the background for that?
Okay, well, when I'd done the fifth album, I thought I'd probably done my last one. And then, of course, we got the lockdown. And so it seemed like a sensible project, if you like, to think about doing another album. So I had some songs that hadn't been recorded, and I wanted to try and do those. So I got in touch with a very good friend, Sarah Dean, and asked if she would be prepared to arrange and produce a new album. I wanted it to be bigger and better and more listenable than all the previous ones. So over 14 months in lockdown, we created this new album. And I thought to myself, well, I've saved so much money during this time period, not gone on holidays, we haven't bought petrol and so on. I don't need this money. I may as well donate it to a local charity, and started to think about where I might put the money. Now, when I was very young, about 5 years old, I spent in and out of hospital. I was in and out of hospital about 3 years in Rivlin Valley Hospital in Sheffield.
Okay.
And so it didn't take me very long to realise that if I wanted to put charitable money anywhere, then a local hospital, children's ward, would be a pretty obvious place to go.
Sure.
Because of my experiences as a child.
Yeah.
And so I literally rang the number. Emma Parker answered the phone, and she was very enthusiastic from the start.
She's
and she
great.
Said, yeah, that sounds like a great thing. We can work together. And so every pound I take now, both from the sales of all my albums and the gigs that I do, will go into the fund.
That's really kind, John. Absolutely wonderful. So this latest album is called Landscapes. Now, the track that I'm actually going to play is a new version, I believe, that you've recorded on this one. It's called Ewan McCall and Me. So tell us why you've given us a new version, updated version for the latest album then, John.
Right. Now, this was on one of my earlier albums. It just had three verses, and one or two people around Yorkshire started to play it. And a friend of mine over in Beverly Way said, you know, this song really needs another verse to complete it. So he said, yeah, and we said, it probably does. And so I spent some time and I put a fourth verse in there. And I thought, well, now it's got an extra verse, I'll give it a makeover. We put a new arrangement to it, some wonderful fiddle playing by Irene Onion, and put it back on this latest album.
Brilliant. So we're going to play this then from the album Landscape. This is Ewan McCall and Me.
High upon the Pennine chain, on bleak and windswept moor, people came from miles around to fight a noble cause. The hills were owned by dukes and earls, denied to all the rest. So the time had come to make a stand as we gather to protest. 500 Manchester Ramblers, Ewan McCall and me, side by side, stride by stride, we set them all and free, boys, we set them all and free. From Bowden Bridge to Kinder Scout, we walked by hill and vale, prepared to fight for ramblers' rights, though some would end in jail. Determination in the air, hallowed ground beneath our feet, from our shop head to Hayfield Town, our trespass was complete. 500 Manchester Ramblers, Ewan McCall and me, side by side, stride by stride, we set them all and free, boys, we set them all and free. We were chased by savage dogs, threatened with sticks and guns, but nothing could deter that day, the walk that must be done. So next time you go wandering in glorious countryside,
side. Remember me and all my friends who would not be denied. 500 Manchester Ramblers, you and McCall and me, side by side, stride by stride, we set them all and free, boys, we set them all and free. From north to south, the trail's now clear to walk the Pennine way. Give thanks to those determined men who risk their lives that day. From common land to Bracken Fell, for all eternity, everyone can take the air and roam the hills for free. 500 Manchester Ramblers, you and McCall and me, side by side, stride by stride, we set them all and free, boys, we set them all and free. 500 Manchester Ramblers, you and McCall and me, side by side, stride by stride, we set them all and free, boys, we set them all and free.
Landscapes is the album, the new album by John Story, and that particular track is called Ewan McCall and Me. Who is Ewan McCall then, John?
So Ewan McCall was a folk singer in the 1900s. He was very much a champion of the working man, mm-hmm. and freedom of the countryside. And in fact, he was on the Mass Trespass on Kinder Scout, about which that song talks. And he wrote a song called Manchester Rambler, which is a very famous song. It used to be sung by the Spinners and all sorts other people. And he's written many, many folk songs.
Yeah, very good. Listening to that in the back, well, we were chatting in between that as well. You were talking about the music in the background. Tell us about the scale of music. You mentioned it to me off air, but just to explain.
Oh, so I wanted to do this song again, and I wanted to do it differently. So I wanted the fiddle to be the lead on this, particularly Rean Onion, who's an outstanding fiddle player, a friend in New York who plays on about four or five of the tracks. Mm. And she just took the tune. I give her a sample of the tune and the words, and she'd go away. And she designed something slightly different on every verse, which shows the depth of talent that I've tried to use to make the songs come alive.
Is she a performer, a singer as well herself?
She is a performer. Mm. She's a very talented and trained musician.
You can tell on there.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So moving on. Now, I'm going to ask you about one of your own personal tastes in music. Obviously, John Story must listen to music outside your own genre of writing and playing music yourself. What kind of music are you into, and what can we play for you on this interview today, John?
Well, you know, I like virtually every type of music. I have Classic FM on a lot of the time when I'm driving around, and love listening to classical music. And in fact, I think I like everything except probably rap music. I can just about tolerate anything else.
Okay.
But if I was to think about the era that inspired the type of songs that I write, I would say Tom Paxton is probably one of the people who writes good songs. And I think if you played me something by Tom Paxton, I'd be delighted.
What could we play for you?
If you've got Last Thing on My Mind, I think that would be perfect.
Absolutely brilliant.
Tom Paxton. Thank you very much. Yeah, you guys wrote the book for nice. That's all I got to say. Help me sing this song. We can all sing it together. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Well, I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. It's a lesson too late for the learning. Made of sand, made of sand. In the wink of an eye, my soul is turning. In your hand, in your hand. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Well, I could have loved you better. Didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. You've got reasons aplenty for going. This I know. This I know, for the weeds have been steadily growing. Please don't go, please don't go. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Well, I could have loved you better, didn't to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. As I lie in my bed, as I lie in my bed in the morning, without you, without you. Each song in my breast dies a morning. Without you, without you. You sing it now. Once more now. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Well, I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. That was the last thing on my mind. Thank you,
Tom
very
Paxton.
Much. Thank you.
And the last thing it. On my mind, which is a live version, John. Now, I've just been looking at while that music's been going on. Yeah, I mean, he's an American folk singer, but I just looked at the of his Wikipedia. That man has worked with some amazing names like Harry Belafonte, Peter, Paul and Mary, Marianne Faithfull, which is was one of my all-time favourite songs, singers. Absolutely amazing. He just didn't realise, so I can understand. And listening to him singing is where I can get where you're coming from as well. They're very much the same genre, which is obviously what you said inspired you as well.
Well, he was definitely part of what we now know to be called the 60s folk revival.
Yeah.
And he was around and has been performing ever since.
Both, still going today, isn't he? Born in 62.
Yep, yeah. Still born. Still
absolutely. Let's go on to another piece of music, John. Now, I've picked a piece of music from another one of your albums, which came from 2015, and this is called Stories in Song. Now, the one that we've chosen is called Requiem for a Violin. Now, when we were chatting about choosing this one, you thought the audience may not feel appropriate for where we are, but every single person knows about the background of this song. I am talking about, of course, Titanic. So tell us how Requiem for a Violin came about.
So my good friend Stan Graham had written a song about the Titanic and he recorded it on an album around this time. And it crossed my mind that it would be nice to complement that and write the song, but from the point of view of a violin. So whenever I sing this live now, I have to tell the audience to imagine that they are a violin which was being played by the band leader, I believe he was called Wallace Hartley, as the ship went down.
Yes.
And allegedly they were playing Nearer My God to Thee as the ship was sinking, which is what I use as the chorus or part of the words in the chorus for the song.
Very poignant. Let's have a listen from John's 2015 album, Stories in Song. This is Requiem for a Violin.
Not forgotten, torn from my master's hand, rescued from the ocean, brought back to dry land. Such a night of tragedy, of deep and dark despair. I know you won't believe it, but believe me, I was there. Nearer my God, nearer my God to thee. Some are lost, but some are saved from this cold Atlantic grave, this cold Atlantic grave. Serenely on a moonlit night, they danced without a care, not knowing that for many their lives would end right there. The new world that was waiting, where hopes and dreams belong, lost beyond horizons as each one of us played on. Nearer my God, nearer my God to thee. Some are lost, but some are saved from this cold Atlantic grave, this cold Atlantic grave. The years have not been kind to me. In dust and dirt I lay. If only I had strings and bow that once more could be played. I always will remember when the ice swept all away. As I grow old, for every soul, the tune that I would play. Nearer my God, nearer my God to thee. Some are lost, but some are saved from this cold Atlantic grave, this cold Atlantic grave. Some are lost, but some are saved from this cold Atlantic grave.
Wow, what a beautiful, poignant song, Requiem for a Violin. We know to the Titanic, of course. And I just noted some fabulous female vocals on there. That's Sarah, you said. She's a local artist as well, John.
That's Sarah Dean from York, the same lady who subsequently produced my latest album. And in fact, she sung and played, because she's a harpist as well, has played on I think, every album except the first one.
Fantastic. Beautiful, beautiful. So we're going to give the details where people can hear more about John's story and get in touch, hopefully to buy the album Landscapes. Now, they can get in touch with you, John, at www.johnstorymusic.net. Go on to the website as well. You've got some tunes on, as I said, on your website that take you to YouTube, so you can have a look. There are about three or four, to my knowledge, on there that people can have. Go and have a look at it and have a listen to the songs, which is what I did the other day. As I said, Requiem for the phone, for the red phone box, which is another one that made me smile as well. The ever decreasing red phone box is a classic on there. You were telling me earlier on that you know somebody who actually designed the red phone box as well. So it's a nod to him, then.
Yes, it's my wife's great uncle,
wow.
Sir Giles Gilbert Scott, who's a family of architects, famous architects. And they did Liverpool Cathedral and all sorts of other important buildings around the country at the turn of the 20th century. He won a competition to design the red telephone box.
Fantastic. Yeah. Go on YouTube, have a look at the video. It is absolutely superb. As I said, John has released six albums to date. His first one, CD Love Lies and Landscape, was launched in 2008. Right until to date, Landscapes is current CD, and all proceeds will go to HHCC here at Harrogate District Hospital. John, we're going to play out with another song quite appropriate for where we are, based in Yorkshire, God's Own Country. Tell us about this song.
So the album Landscapes, of course, has very much got a lot of songs relating to Yorkshire and the Yorkshire countryside, Yorkshire experiences, Yorkshire people. And I decided I would like to write a song that really does portray just how great this particular county is.
We're a little bit biased, but you're right, aren't
you? A bit biased. And as you listen to the song, you just realise how much we've contributed to society. And I what better title than God's Own Country?
Yeah, well, absolutely. Well, John, thank you so much for taking the time to come and visit us here at Harrogate Hospital Radio. You didn't really know the extent to what we broadcast, and as I said to you when we first met, we are now on 95.3 FM in and around Harrogate District Hospital, online on your smart speaker, and of course on our free app as well. So thank you again, John, for taking the time to come in and talking about your new album, and thank you on behalf of everybody to HDFT for contributing. All the proceeds go to HHCC. Thank you so much. And we're going to play out with, has to be appropriate for Yorkshire, this is from the album Landscapes, This Is God's Own Country.
It's great to be a Yorkshireman, I think you'll all agree. With lots of open spaces, rugged coastline by the sea. We're a mix of Anglo-Saxons, Romans, Vikings and Jutes, who travel here to join us by long and dangerous routes. We are the northern powerhouse, famed for what we've done. Invented lots of useful things and all those cups we've won. Pioneers and politicians with a strong economy, and famous Betty's Fat Rascals, a secret recipe. Our staple diet's fish and chips, bitter the drink of choice. We have our own dialect, the great broad Yorkshire voice. Proud and friendly people, home to the great and good. We are God's own country, and we gave the Yorkshire food. We precious raw materials, mined from underground, limestone, coal and iron ore, these have all been found. Textile, steel and coal mines have made the county great, from Teesside to Sheffield, all to Harrogate.
There are castles and cathedrals in almost every town. Priories and abbeys, though, they're mostly fallen down. We've a long, successful history with ball and cricket bat. We can walk for many miles on Ilclimore Batat.
On Ilclimore Batat. On Ilclimore Batat. On Ilclimore Batat.
We playwrights and actors, all who grace the arts, composers and rock bands that often top the charts. Our scientists and inventors make the world a better place. We've the first British astronaut to make it into space. Our county has all it needs to plan for its own fate. Put a parliament into Barnsley, create a brand new state. Time for a referendum, a popular idea. If we get independence, no one can interfere. Our staple diet's fish and chips, bitter the drink of choice. We have our own dialect, a rape broad Yorkshire voice. Proud and friendly people, home to the great unknown. We are God's own country, and we gave the Yorkshire food. We are God's own country, and we gave the Yorkshire food.